I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Atrial fibrillation, or AFib, is the most common type of heart arrhythmia, or irregular heartbeat, and it's estimated that at least 2.7 million people in the U.S. have this condition. Dr. Michael Field is here to talk about the diagnosis, treatment, and management of this condition. Dr. Field is a professor in the College of Medicine and a cardiologist and heart rhythm expert who specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of atrial fibrillation at MUSC. Dr. Field, tell us more about AFib and also how this condition is diagnosed.
Well, thank you, Bobby. The condition of atrial fibrillation is characterized by an unpredictable and chaotic electrical activity in the top chambers of the heart, or atria, and this causes rapid or irregular heartbeats. It's most commonly diagnosed with an EKG or a wearable heart monitor. We are also seeing patients get diagnosed with AFib with some of the newer technology that allows them to record an EKG on their smartphone or watch.
Who's at risk of developing this condition?
The most common risk factors include high blood pressure, obesity, age, and there is some genetic component as well. Sometimes AFib can be associated with underlying heart conditions, and it's important for someone to get evaluated by a cardiologist or electrophysiologist to try to understand if there's any reversible causes for their AFib.
And what are the typical symptoms of AFib?
People experience AFib in different ways. Most people feel their heart beating fast or irregular, or they get short of breath. Another very common presentation is just a sense of fatigue or a decline in the ability to do normal activity.
And what are the causes or triggers for this condition?
Well, it's important to differentiate between causes and triggers for AFib. Causes are what leads a person to get AFib, whereas triggers are the things that incite a specific episode of the arrhythmia. The top triggers include alcohol, stress, stimulants, lack of sleep, dehydration, and in some cases, certain types of food or cold beverages.
And what are the goals of treatment for this disorder?
So the primary goals of treatment for AFib are to, number one, reduce the chance of a stroke. The second is to try to reduce the symptoms. And the third is to try to address really the underlying causes or things that led to the atrial fibrillation to occur in the first place.
What are the possible complications of having this heart disorder?
First and foremost, the most devastating consequence of atrial fibrillation is a stroke. And because of this, for certain patients, we recommend blood thinner treatment or anticoagulation.
Dr. Field, what lifestyle strategies can help prevent AFib?
The good news is we believe AFib is preventable and that lifestyle changes can really help reduce the likelihood of getting AFib or reduce the risk of recurrence if someone already has AFib. And these things are the same interventions that'll help you live a longer, healthier, and happier life in general. These include treating underlying conditions like diabetes and high blood pressure, reducing or eliminating alcohol, exercising, and diagnosing and treating sleep apnea, which can be associated with AFib. We also know that obesity is a very important risk factor. And losing excess weight can really help reduce the likelihood of recurrence and make all the other treatments work better and more effectively.
Dr. Field, thanks for providing this information about AFib.
You're welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.